Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with IHSAA Director of Officiating Louis Curtis about the state of officiating in high school sports. Talking about the current state of officiating here for Iowa High School Athletics, just what do you think about the current state of officiating as far as positivity in high school sports right now? What is the feedback you're getting from schools about officials?
Well, I think schools, really realize the importance of having some options with officials so that you're not always, seeing the same people over and over again, that you get a little variety. That's always good, and certainly officials want that as well. So I think that needing the increased numbers helps with that, obviously. And I think for the most part, the schools have really been thankful, very appreciative of those people that are coming out and working games and doing the work for them.
When you hear from the smaller schools in the more isolated areas, what are some of the problems they're facing with getting officials, if any? I know we've had some rescheduled games because of officials this fall. What are some of the problems that you're hearing about for at least some of those smaller schools?
Yeah, that's where most of the issues are occurring, just where there's less population. But probably the biggest issue is, finding people that can work those earlier hour games. So they might be, might be a 4:30 junior high football game, or it might be if you go into the summer, it's like a lot of times it's a 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock freshman baseball game, that sort of thing, where it's happening during the day and there's just not as many people available that are able to work those. So having some, I think there's a lot of times there's a need for young officials who maybe use that platform as a little part-time job, or there could be maybe older officials who are of retirement age that have some time on their hands that they can come and take some of those games as well. So, those are the things that I think we don't often think about, are those sub-varsity games or junior high games that still have to be covered.
Well, what is some of the biggest barriers right now to finding more officials? Is it just the hours? Is it, what are some of the feedback that you're getting there as far as the barrier to finding a greater number of officials?
Yeah, I think that, life gets in the way a lot of times, and that's not unusual in anything. Families and kids and that sort of thing get in the way of that, and rightfully so. Sometimes it's a pretty good commitment. You have to be pretty committed to studying and working hard to be good at something that, quite frankly, isn't. There's not a lot of extrinsic reward. It's a lot of intrinsic reward. And so sometimes that on the surface doesn't look super appealing. And until you get into it and really have it kind of grab a hold of you and give you a little more understanding of it and give you some passion for it, people maybe don't get as deep into it before they decide maybe it's not for me.
Well, I know the association recently partnered and released an open letter about the treatment of officials. How has that developed over time in terms of from those spectating the game, from coaches and players, from the association standpoint, talk about wanting to make more interactions positive and kind of curtailing some of the, for lack of a better term, abuse of the officials?
Yeah, really our main focus would be for as far as spectators are concerned, is that we would want them to come in to any athletic event with the attitude of, I'm coming simply to cheer on my team or cheer on my the person I'm cheering for, the you know, why am I here? I'm here to root for my son or daughter, or maybe it's just my local school that I support. And so we'd really want them to just focus on doing just that, cheering for their team. We certainly don't want them cheering against the other team, and certainly, definitely, no need to, be, against officials or feel like they have to voice some sort of opinion on how the officials are doing.
Well, and then lastly, if someone out there was maybe interested in becoming an official, talk about that path of, you know, a young college kid who played high school sports, or someone who's older who's been connected. Talk me through that career path of becoming an official for Iowa High School Athletics.
Yeah, it's really fairly easy. Our website, iahsaa.org, has an officials page, and there is a button that says Become One, and a lot of easy directions to follow there. Just basically register. You have a $50 fee for a sport. If you want to do multiple sports, there's a discounted rate for anything beyond one sport. After doing that, you view an online rules meeting and take an online rules exam, and you could be out working. So it's really, really fairly simple to get to that point. Now, the opportunity to learn and get better becomes part of the responsibility of the individual. So we try to offer clinics for officials to learn from others and learn from each other as well. So it's a pretty simple thing for you mentioned college-aged students or even high school-aged students. Get a discount on that fee. That's just a $20 fee for them in their high school and college years. So a pretty good deal there. There's some costs to getting started. There's uniform costs and that sort of thing. But you can certainly make that up pretty quickly with just getting some contests to work.
Thanks to Louie Curtis for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.